The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Did you know that there is an ingredient in some common foods that may extend your life into triple digits? Please welcome to the show, Dr. Stephanie Van Watson.
There is one side of you that is a business owner who created Fatty 15 as it stands, and there's another side of you that was doing this as a job.
You know, we're all excited about infectious diseases. Our lifespans and our health spans, you know, how long we're living healthfully, have actually been decreasing. More and more younger people getting type 2 diabetes, heart disease. Then about 20 years ago, I was invited by the U.S. Navy to help start and lead a clinical research program to continually improve dolphins' health and welfare. We discovered that this C15, an odd-chain saturated fatty acid, the first essential fatty acid we discovered in over 90 years. And it all happened thanks to, you know, an effort to take care of dolphins.
When you found this discovery, when did you sit down with yourself and go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to open a brand, because...
the whole saying, right? If you want to get something done, ask a mom.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks so much for coming on. I'm so excited to have you here. I have been obsessed with longevity and health in general. And I wanted to ask you, how did you get on this journey? Because you not only founded this brand, but you also discovered it.
Yeah, that's right. I was a lucky one, right? Right. Good turn of events. So yeah, so Margarita, it's so nice to be here. Veterinary epidemiologist, and was working for the World Health Organization. You know, was all excited about infectious diseases and epidemiology. And then about 20 years ago, I was invited by the U.S. Navy to help start and lead a clinical research program to continually improve dolphins' health and welfare, especially as they get older. And that unexpectedly led to the discovery of basically dolphins. Some dolphins were aging healthier than others. And we discovered that this C15, an odd-chain saturated fatty acid, the first essential fatty acid we discovered in over 90 years. And it all happened thanks to, you know, an effort to take care of dolphins.
That's incredible. So are we more similar dolphins than you would otherwise think?
It's a great point. Yes. So because we are mammals, we are large brained, we live long lives. It ends up that even though, you know, if you look at the evolutionary tree, we're far apart. So it's not like we're really close together, but because we've both figured out ways to leverage nature to live a long time with large brains, we have found the same tricks, basically. And one of those is the use of C15 to be able to make ourselves more stable, which literally helps us live longer than a mouse or worm or fly.
And what is C15 found in nature usually? So if you couldn't supplement it, where would we get it from?
Right. So we used to always get our C15 from whole dairy fat. That was our primary source of where we got C15. And, you know, we're not drinking cow's milk as much as we used to, and especially whole fat cow's milk. So globally, C15 levels have been declining because of this decreased intake. And, you know, also because milk isn't what it used to be. So when cows are fed corn, they have less C15 in their milk than when they're fed grass. And so a lot of changes that have happened over the last, you know, 40, 50 years, Margarita, have, you know, resulted in lower C15 levels in our food. And that's resulted in lower C15 levels in us.
And what kind of effect is that having on our bodies and our longevity and just in general?
Right. I mean, because these discussions about longevity are about, we're doing great, and then how do we live to 200, right? In actuality, our lifespans and our health spans, you know, how long we're living healthfully, have actually been decreasing over the last few years, and not just because of COVID, right? That even before COVID, our health lifespans were declining. More and more younger people getting type 2 diabetes, heart disease, this thing called fatty liver disease that showed up really in 1980, and now affects 1 in 3 people globally. So what we're coming to understand is that C15 is critical to helping to shore up our cell membranes and make them stable. And with the lack of C15, regarding your question, when we don't have enough C15 in our cell membranes, our cells get weak, they fall apart, and are making us more susceptible, is the leading hypothesis to these diseases. So we just got to get it back into our cells and into our bodies to restore that health.
So is it similar to omega-3s or is it completely different?
It's completely different. They both fit under the category of essential fatty acid. So, you know, when we talk about essential fatty acids, these are nutrients that our bodies need in order to stay healthy, maintain baseline health, but our bodies can't make. So that means that we have to get it from our food. So omega-3s, the best source of omega-3s is from fish, if you eat fish. Mm-hmm. And then omega-3s are these polyunsaturated fatty acids, oils at room temperature. C15, on the other hand, is a stable saturated fatty acid, an odd chain saturated fat that does kind of a yin and yang complementary effect with omega-3s. So it helps make our cells more stable while omega-3s make our cells and more bendy. And when we get older, actually more susceptible to age-related breakdown.
It's amazing because when I look at I'm holding up the little pill right now. It's really fascinating. I took it a few times. It doesn't have that fishy taste that you'd expect like fatty acids to have, but also it's a powder inside, isn't it? So the texture of it's completely different. Who would you recommend take these?
So we're finding that, you know, everybody needs C15. That's how the science is really playing out, that it's truly essential from young children all the way up through our older years. The people who, you know, need C15 the most with regard to replenishment are younger people who may not have had a lot of exposure to whole dairy fat growing up or currently, because like plant-based milks, for example, have no C15 in them. So people who are deficient in C15. And then as we get older, no matter what we eat, unfortunately, our C15 levels decline. I'm on that side. And so taking C15 as we're older. And it's funny, Margarita, like our best, most enthusiastic fan base come from the oldest customers, because it's, you know, a lot of people say it fixes you where you're broken. And so it's like, oh, I can play golf or I can get up and have energy during the day. And so it's really cool seeing how it's truly helping reverse this aging process that's, you know, kicked in.
I've been on that quest to try and like replenish all of my, I know it's such a strange thing, but having two children, okay, I'm like, where are my vitamins and nutrients gone? Why is my back hurting? I'm trying to pick up my child and it's hurting. And it's like, you don't think about these things when you're younger. My producer's sitting there like, I'm 20, leave me alone. It's amazing how much of a difference it makes. But can we go back to the whole, how you were working with dolphins and you discovered it? Sure. There is one side of you that is a business owner who created Fatty 15 as it stands, and there's another side of you that was doing this as a job. How did you, when you found this discovery, when did you sit down with yourself and go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to open a brand, because a lot of the women who listen to this podcast, and it's mainly women, you know, are interested in how to build business and how to be an amazing woman in the space. And how do you go from a discovery to creating a business? That's an endeavor and a half.
Right. You know, it's what the whole saying, right? If you want to get something done, ask a mom. So, yeah. So, you know, we don't really have time to dilly dally and we just get stuff done. So yeah, I was working again, mainly as a veterinarian, as a public health scientist. When this discovery was made, obviously spent about 10 years continuing to work on the science, but we did get to a point, and I was working with co-founded this company with Eric, who's my husband and Navy physician. We're a military family. And we got to a point where our advisors were saying, listen, the science, like you keep going with the science, which is great, but you're there. Like it's time to bring this nutrient to the world and a moral obligation to do so. So, you know, no pressure. And so with that, we were able to work, because I made the discovery when I was at the Navy. This is, you know, Navy technology and invention. So we're able to work cooperatively with the Navy for me to take that big jump, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm going to leave you've been in public service my whole life, to take that jump and start a new business to bring C15 and bring Fatty 15 to the world. A huge, great driver has been, you know, it's really something that is making a meaningful difference. And so that makes all the little bumps in the road not so scary, because it's, you know, it's a good purpose.
Yeah. I was thinking about scary, and working with your husband is one of those things. How have you managed?
You know, it's been great. Yeah. You know, in the beginning, we didn't quite know, how is this going to work? And, you know, are we going to be able to complement each other? Are we going to step on each other's toes? And, you know, it took probably about 6 months margarita. And then we really figured out, luckily, like Eric's strengths are he's just, you know, he's so good at operationally. He serves as the COO and he gets things done. He works with every single member, goes to every single meeting, and he makes sure that everything gets done. And my focus is more on the science and the strategy and outreach and being able to make sure, you know, that we're communicating the science effectively to be able to share the discovery. So it's actually worked out amazingly. And to be honest, I can't imagine doing this without him. It's been a blast.
And I read an article yesterday when I was looking into what you guys do, that he was away for part of the time when you were starting the brand and you had a toddler at home, was it?
Yes. So Ben was, if you could imagine, between 2 and 2.5 years old, Eric was deployed in Afghanistan at the height of the war. And so, yeah, that also changes your perspective, right? So when you're starting a new business, we're like, that's nothing. Like, you know, we've been through a lot more challenging times, but you know, in the end, it's definitely made our relationship stronger. But boy, during that time, it was tough. It was real tough.
I can't imagine. I've got a 3-year-old and a new baby. And actually, I've been more productive now in my life than I ever was as a 20-year-old. I don't know what I was doing. I was like, when I thought I was busy in my 20s, what was I doing? Literally.
It is funny, it's right? Wild. You become incredibly efficient and you're just, able to knock stuff out because you don't really have a choice.
It's so good. So to round off the kind of female founder part, what would you say to anybody who's wanting to found a business and wanting to really put themselves into something? Is there any advice that you could give them?
You know, I would say find a good mentor or two who have been on that path or are in the area in which you're looking to delve into, whether it's starting a certain type of business or going into a certain area, of find some experts in that area that you really respect and work with them closely. Beg for them to be critical and to figure out all the reasons why it can't be done. And then, you know, be committed and find the way that it can be done. You know, it's make sure you follow the good guidance, but it's invaluable to be able to use mentors who can help guide you and make sure that, you know, you can succeed and have the support that you need to go through that exciting time.
Amazing. And now on to my shallow question. Is this going to help me age slower, like visibly slower? Are you serious?
Yeah. So there are a lot of, there's no guarantees that come on the bottle, but, cause the way Fatty 15 works is, you know, like I said, it goes into the cell membrane and it helps make our cells, stronger and younger. And we're made 100% of our cells, right? And so by being able to reverse the aging process in our cells, there are these things called hallmarks of aging, and it's defined specifically, right, how we age at the cellular level. And we and others have been able to show that the PRC15 ingredient in Fatty 15 effectively reverses 4 of those hallmarks of aging. So it stabilizes the cells, it repairs mitochondrial function. So all that energy, right, the battery powerhouses of our cells that we learned, you know, in third grade about mitochondria, it helps get those back up and running, and it helps activate receptors that, to put it simply, help balance our immunity and metabolism. You know, as we get older, our metabolism and immunity get kind of out of whack. We feel it. And then it also helps with decreasing inflammation. So when you do all of those things, it effectively is reversing the process of aging. And so that translates into things that, you know, Margarita, you and I care about, right? That for me, like my joint pain stopped and my skin's really dry, and it's helped to make it, you know, more moist and less dry and red. My hair got thicker because I was going through menopause. And so all those things that your aging becomes even more accelerated when you go through that process. So that's fun. But Fatty 15 was really helpful for me to be able to kind of pull back on that accelerated aging.
That's amazing. And when you take it, how would you recommend someone takes it? Every day in the morning?
So the best way to take it is, because if you think about it as a vitamin, so this discovery and the way C15 works is the same way as you think about a vitamin, like vitamin A or vitamin. So you need certain levels of it routinely. and in order to maintain the healthy levels in your cells. So to take it every day, most people take it in the morning, just one in the morning, and you can enjoy the kind of the near-term benefits, which includes, you know, for a lot of people, a better mood. Even at night, it's a deeper night's sleep. I used to like roam the hallways at night.
I started doing that. What is that about?
I know. It's like, I feel like my son is going to think I'm the ghost of mom is walking up and down the hallways, right? In the middle of the night. And so it stopped that. And
no.
So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So that is crazy.
It's just something that, again, you know, not an amazing discovery. It's just unveiling what's been there all along that we've just always needed as long with mammals. So it's helping again with balancing all those things. So I take it in the morning and I actually open up the capsule and I melt it in my coffee, but you can see the pill's so small, it doesn't matter. It's an easy to swallow pill.
And when you say it affects your metabolism, because I've always wanted this debunked, is there such thing as a metabolism and things that can affect it? I know that's a big question, but when someone's considering taking, you know, a fatty acid supplement to affect the metabolism, how does it actually work for the layman?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question because everybody hears the word, right? And it gets thrown around a lot. And so specific for metabolism and C15, we know that C15 activates this pathway called, and AMPK is the same mechanism that like metformin leverages. So metformin is one of the top used drugs for type 2 diabetes. So what it does is it helps make sure our cells are as sensitive to insulin, and it improves our cells' ability to take up glucose appropriately so that it's not sitting around in our blood and causing high glucose levels. So it really helps with glucose metabolism. We now also know that it helps with lipid metabolism. So high cholesterol and high triglycerides. There was just a clinical trial that came out at the end of November last year where with C15 supplementation, and they showed and it was among women who had fatty liver disease. And what they showed were that the women who had a low calorie diet plus Mediterranean diet, these were the groups. The first group was low calories. The next group was low calories plus Mediterranean. And the third was low calorie Mediterranean plus C15 supplementation. And they showed that that third group, above and beyond the benefits of the first two, had lower LDL cholesterol. And they also had improved gut microbiome as well. So, we're still discovering things. I'd say every 2 weeks, there's a new peer-reviewed publication coming out about C15 and its benefits from groups all over the world. It's been really exciting.
That's so cool. You must be so excited to like bring something into the world that works. Do you know what I mean? That's just,
it's been fun. Go science, right? And so the rigor and the dolphins were just incredible, and relevant to be able to make these discoveries. And so great to be able to help dolphins. And then they turn around and help us right away.
And why do they work for the military? I know someone's going to ask me in this podcast, so I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, because absolutely. I don't know. So the Navy has, they've cared for bottlenose dolphins for over 60 years here in San Diego, off of the coast of California. And the Navy has they help look for lost objects in the ocean. They live in San Diego Bay, go out into the open ocean every single day, and every day they choose to come back. So like from a veterinarian, Margarita, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know how I'd feel about dolphins in the Navy. And my first day walking down the pier and seeing how this population is, they live over 50% longer than dolphins in the wild. In the wild, they live to about 20. Navy dolphins routinely live 40 and even to 50s in their 50s. So this is a very well cared for population that, has been an honor to be able to, with which to work.
Do you miss working with them?
I do. So it's good. Sometimes they still get to say hello.
And how did the dolphins take the supplement? Surely not a supplement. How did you used to administer to them?
Yeah. So we started by, working with the Navy of finding fish. So it ends up for them, because they don't eat dairy fat or ice cream, that they get their C15 from specific types of fish. So some fish have C15, others don't. And even in the fish that have them, it's primarily in the skin and the head, the parts that we don't tend to eat. Many cultures don't tend to eat. So the Navy was able to go find the fish types that have higher C15 in them in order to help keep their C15 levels. In addition, they're going to start getting fatty 15 as well, because unfortunately, the ocean waters are getting a little warmer and there's less fat in the fish. So even fish that have high C15 don't have as much as they used to. So they'll, what they do is they'll take the capsules and they put them inside the fish and they feed the fish to the dolphins.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. And for the person who's listening and they heard you say that, listen, we can get it from dairy, can you explain a little bit more? Because I've looked into this because now I'm obsessed with longevity, but how dairy is different when it's not grass-fed and it is, you know, the cows are fed differently. So why is C15 different to just getting, you know, some whole milk and drinking it?
Right. And you know, to be honest, for kids, I think, you know, we are pushing to say, hey, let's revisit nutritional guidelines. Because here, at least in the US, every child that turns, as soon as your child turns 2 years old, as a parent, the pediatrician is more likely than not to tell you to take your child off of whole fat milk. So we're
really pushed,
yes. Regardless, you're even if they're perfectly healthy. So there's just a sense that it's, you know, it's healthier to take to avoid saturated fats. And what we now know is that there are good fats, good saturated fats and bad saturated fats. The good ones have these odd number of carbons in it, like C15. And the bad ones that are pro-inflammatory, kind of the traditional ones we've heard about, are like C16 and C18 have an even number. So there's very clearly, like, it is not disputable like with regard to the difference between there are dozens and dozens and dozens of studies that all show the same thing. Higher C15, lower risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, fatty liver disease, higher even chain C16, C18, higher risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, fatty liver disease. So that gets us to the milk question. You know, milk has about 1% of C15, which is relatively high to any other food source. So it is our primary source. However, cow's milk, whole fat milk, has over 40% of these even chain saturated fatty acids. So our kids can probably handle it fine if they're not lactose intolerant. But when you talk about what food source or exposure over, you know, we're going to live right to 100, 120 or more with longevity, that is why we worked with the Navy to help develop fatty 15 as a pure C15. That's just the good, you know, anti-inflammatory C15 fat that doesn't have to compete with these bad fats. So,
and is it true that omega-3s have some toxic traits in absorption, or did I make that up?
No, you didn't make it up. So, you know, omega-3s are tricky, and it has to do with chemistry. And it's, so omega-3s are essential for our health, for our cells. But the problem is, it's unlike C15, omega-3s are really, like we talked about, really fragile fatty acids. And so they have what's called double bonds in their structure and multiple. And every time you have a double bond, the oxygen can attack it, which is why it's an oil at room temperature, omega-3s, and also why they go rancid, right, when they get exposed to oxygen. So the same reason why you don't leave oil out open, you know, bottle open in your kitchen is the same issue, and the risk of omega-3s in the bottle have that they're very susceptible to going bad in the bottle. Multiple studies have repeatedly shown that half, if you just take any number of omega-3 supplements, fish oil supplements off, you know, at your local store, 50% of them will have lipid peroxidation levels that are above international voluntary safety standards.
And really?
And it's not the producer's fault. It's just, it's a really fragile fatty acid, and it's really hard to keep those from being exposed to oxygen. And
you know what? Light. You just take vitamins usually in life. You just take them, whatever. When I got pregnant, obviously you have to be more careful, right? Yeah. And you start doing all this research and you find out things like this. So yeah, mind blown.
Yeah.
So these are way more stable.
And so there's no double bonds in C15. And so again, it's just nature, right? That nature has made where C15 is incredibly stable, highly resistant to lipid peroxidation. So it does great in the bottle. More importantly, when it gets into our cell membranes, it helps make our cells, and therefore us, more armored and more resilient. against stressors. And it's amazing because it sounds fancy, but it's just this simple, like it's a brick, and it's a brick that goes into your cells and just makes them more stable. There's really not a lot of fanciness about it, but essential.
How much proving did you have to do when you discovered this in dolphins about humans? How did you make that transition? Because I imagine if I made that, how do you come up to someone and explain that?
Right. Yeah. So first we found the association. We looked at, we saw that some dolphins were aging better than others, despite the fact that they're in the same environment, getting the same healthcare. And so we used this technology called metabolomics to look at thousands of small molecules in their fish and in their blood to see which small molecules predicted the healthiest aging dolphins. And, Margarita, we assumed it was going to be omega-3s because all they eat are fish. So we're like, well, for sure. And omega-3s didn't even make the list. And
what?
So we were just like shocked and surprised. Like not only did omega-3s not make the top, list, there was a saturated fat sitting at the top of C15. We're like, what? So we then moved pure C15 into the lab and spent 3 years to do 8 studies to say, okay, is it associated with better health or does it actually cause it? So that's where we did a lot of studies to understand how does C15 work? How much do we need to eat to absorb to reach specific levels? What is it doing? So we're able to really figure out, that's where we figured out not only is it beneficial and an active essential nutrient for our bodies, but again, it was met these rare criteria of being an essential fatty acid, the first to be discovered in 90 years. So it was, all just basically follow. And that was a good example of, we reached out to one of the world's experts in fatty acid, Dr. Ed Dennis, and he was initially super skeptical because he's like, oh, come on. He's like, we all know C15. It's not relevant. How could we all have missed it? But as a good mentor, he said, but listen, if you were right, then you would do, here are the tests you would do to test out your hypothesis. So he was willing to take that extra step and say, well, maybe if you were right, then these things would happen. And that's, it enabled the rest of the path.
And what did you find in those studies when you did them on human beings? Obviously, the dolphins had longevity. How did the people react when you did it?
Yeah. So most of those tests were done mainly like in cell-based studies so that we can, understand in human cell-based studies. So before we jumped from a dolphin to pure C15, we did lots of safety studies and efficacy studies. And what's wonderful is that increasingly using these human cell-based, they're basically diseases in a dish. You can do so much now with that before you then jump into humans. So we were able to get a lot of knowledge from that. At the same time, there were all these large scale epidemiological studies showing higher C15, right? It's a lower risk of this type 2 diabetes, heart disease, NAFLD. So we were able to combine what was happening in the lab with what was happening in the real world and then have confidence to bring it to the world. And when people started taking it, right, then that's when we started seeing these benefits we weren't even on our radar, right? Dolphins couldn't tell us they were sleeping better or or were less stressed during the day, but I felt it. And so then we were able to just basically continue the science and be able to start answering the questions of different benefits we were seeing and being able to explain it basically through these mechanisms in the lab.
I'm excited to sleep through the night because I keep blaming my children, but now I'm just like awake having plotting thoughts. I'm like, what am I thinking about? This irrelevant things like,
oh yeah,
well, I don't know.
Maybe there's an evolutionary reason for, I don't know. It's sleep is really important. And so, so when we took C15 and we were finding all these benefits, we did, getting to your longevity question and pursuit, which is wonderful. We all should be doing that we then tested C15 head to head against the leading longevity molecules, rapamycin, acarbose, and metformin. And we were able to show through those same human cell-based studies that C15 actually had more beneficial cell-based activities than even rapamycin, the leading one, and far more than metformin and acarbose. So it just ends up, this is a longevity nutrient we were meant to have all along, and we've taken it out of our diet. And that helps explain why, the world's a little broken and you know, we're seeing more of a lot of these diseases in younger and younger people. And the amazing part is, you know, we have the opportunity to fix it relatively easily.
And with the link with metformin, forgive me if I got that wrong, but does that mean it causes weight loss as well? Because I know if you balance the blood sugars and insulin, it can cause like weight balance and weight loss. Is that a thing with fatty 15 or no?
The best way to put it is Marguerite, is how you put with weight balance. We wouldn't recommend it like as a weight loss drug, but it would be to make you healthier. It does for a lot of people, myself included, it decreases your cravings for snacks in between meals. And then so that it helps you eat healthier. But yeah, but its primary role is not as a primary weight loss drug.
But I think maybe cheekily it will help me balance weight loss. But I wanted to ask you, could a child take this, or like pregnant women, breastfeeding, things like that?
So we went above and beyond. So for requirements for bringing a supplement to the market, and we did what's called generally recognized as safe. And so that's called GRAS status. Mm-hmm. And it's required for if you're going to put it as an ingredient in food, for example, and it's new because like, let's say it's in chips and anybody could eat as many chips as they want. So you want to make sure it's safe, right? The dose isn't controlled. Supplements, it is more controlled, but we really wanted to make sure that this was safe coming to the market. And so we did all those safety studies and have this generally recognized as safe, this GRAS status. And that is specifically for up to 250 milligrams per day. And our current dose is 100 milligrams per day. And for children who are older than 4, and this includes pregnant women and women who are nursing. Okay. And so that was all reviewed by an independent team of toxicologists, and that was their conclusions.
Amazing. And last question before I let you go, because everyone who's not watching, you've got incredible hair and really vibrant skin and really good teeth. So what is apart from fatty 15, what is your diet like? Because I feel like you would know some things we don't know. What do you eat in a day?
I'm going to disappoint. Yeah. So it's a balanced diet, and then just helping to control amount, which again, fatty 15 is helping with that and then, you know, exercising. The thing that I've definitely have entered into, which has been new for me, is resistance training. So you know, I have like the goofy little colored weights, you know, that are like, you buy at Target.
I love it.
I tell you, Marguerite, like that has made a world of difference for me and my energy. I'm just like, oh, activating your muscles, like aerobic is good, but I just, and you know, many others have found this, you know, through extensive studies that it's just as important to use our muscles. You're carrying your babies, your kids around, and that's good. You got some good resistance training there.
So, they're oddly heavy, these children. I don't know why.
But I think with regard to diet, is just don't eat too much of anything. And increasingly, we're learning it probably don't get rid completely of anything either. It's just keeping a good balance and let nature kind of tells us what we're supposed to eat, and that's a good way to stay healthy.
Have you seen that kind of, it's like a meme, but they're saying millennials are aging slower than the generation before or after because we are putting fats in our diet for the first time. Have you seen that?
I have.
And the generation before didn't have butter, they didn't have fats and everything like that. Hey, go millennials. We're doing something, right?
It comes full circle, right? It just takes a generation or so. Yeah, I remember in the 1970s when the whole dairy fat got taken out of our diets and we moved to like blue milk, and it was terrible.
And fake everything, fake foods. And I think it's time to put fats back in our diet. And this is my fifth day on it, so I'm so excited. I'm going to report to you how it goes. I'll be sleeping.
Do. Oh, that's what, yeah, hopefully, so exactly. You just get a really good night's sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Great. Thanks, Margarita. It's wonderful to be here.
Use code BEINGHER at checkout for 15% off your first purchase.
please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.